Nationals trying to win for the sixth time in seven games, taking on the Dodgers. And Tommy Lasorda, 11 days after being in the hospital, receiving a pacemaker at the game for this one. What a great sight to see him there. We pick it up in the second scoreless game. Anthony Rendon facing Hyunjin Ryu.
And a long drive, deep left field, down the line, going, going, gone, goodbye. Bang, zoom, goes Rendon on 3-2. The Nationals take the lead, 1-0.
Turner's going to plant after going backhand. Look at that strong throw and a great pick. Ryan Zimmerman. Shortstops, 23 years of age, putting on a show. Wieters up the middle with a clutch two-out hit. Murphy scores. Rendon behind him. Matt Wieters continues to be awesome for the Nats. It's 3-0. Harper, RBI base hit going the other way. First base hit in two games since returning. And for Bryce, RBI number 44, 4-run lead. Got him looking, game over.
Oliver Perez with his first save of the season as the Nationals win for the sixth time in seven games, taking it 4-2. Gio Gonzalez the win, allowing two runs in six innings. Anthony Rendon with his seventh multi-hit game in his last 12 contests. He also tallies two runs scored. Matt Wieters with a clutch two-run single. He talked about the win.
I was trying to zone it up the middle of the field. The guys in front of me have done a great job having great years, so I've had a lot of opportunities. But it's about trying to focus and get a pitch that I can hit up the middle, and I was able to do that today.
Another strong one from Gio today, six solid. You were having a few mound chats with him there in that sixth inning. What type of things are you saying to him in those spots to try and work him through that final frame?
Yeah, Gio was fine all day. He actually picked it up to later the game on. Those were more about making sure we were on the same sequence with the pitches where we didn't get any tips from second base. But no, he was good all day. And like I said, he picked it up as the game went on, which is good to see.
We know how talented Eni Romero is, the stuff that he has. What in your mind needs to happen for the best version of Eni Romero to consistently be out there?
You know, he just needs to get reps for where he gets comfortable in the situation. Stuff speaks for itself. He wants it so bad. Sometimes that can hurt you a little bit. So if we get him calmed down, the more games he gets out there, the better he's going
to
be.
This is not an easy road trip, but you guys are off to a 6-1 start. What does that tell you about your club, if anything?
Coming out of the West Coast, we're just going to be ready to play. We got another big one tomorrow. It's a good team over there, so we got to be ready to go each day.
Up next, the series against the Dodgers continues on Tuesday with Max Scherzer on the hill.